No Prison for Trans Woman Who Attacked Underage Girls in Public Toilets. By Jack Montgomery on February 17, 2019. A trans woman was allowed to walk free from Kirkcaldy Sheriff Court in Scotland after being convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl in a supermarket restroom. The attacker, whose name is given as Katie Dolatowski, waited for the young victim to come out of a toilet cubicle at a Morrison supermarket in Kirkcaldy, Fife, then grabbed her by the face and forced her back inside. Dolatowski told the girl to remove her trousers and warned that a man outside would kill her mother, according to reports, but she fought back, striking the pedophile in the face, belly, and crotch and tearing away to her father and siblings outside. Dolatowski had attempted to photograph a 12-year-old as she urinated at another supermarket a month prior in nearby Dunfermline, but Judge James Williamson decided not to send the sex offender to prison, instead handing down a tagging order and community service order which he claimed was stringent. The girl's mother was horrified, saying she felt very, very let down and that she did not have any confidence whatsoever that Dolatowski will not go out and do something equally as bad or worse. He was stalking the toilets. He went there specifically to attack a child, the mother said, declining to use Dolatowski's preferred pronouns. We were so lucky that nothing worse happened. It was only her reaction that stopped that. It could have been a 5-year-old child that wouldn't have been able to fight back. Dolatowski, 18, was said to have spent time in the care system growing up and suffer from mental health issues, but the mother was unimpressed. A lot of people have been in care but they do not go out and assault children, she said. I don't care that he has issues or what his background is. He is a pedophile and he has been let out, she added. The case prompted the Women and Girls in Scotland group to call for safeguards against biological males in female-only spaces, as elite opinions move steadily towards allowing people to pick and choose their gender with little or no medical oversight. This horrific sexual assault of a child is a reminder that sexual predators will take advantage of any access they can get, and we should be doing all we can to minimize the risks of such assaults, a spokeswoman observed. Over 90% of sexual crimes are committed by males. It is extremely concerning that in this climate many female-only spaces can be accessed by males if they simply state they are transgender, she added. Judge Williamson acknowledges that Dolatowski poses a moderate risk of reoffending. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.